and you'll get a copy of this letter. It's as follows, and it's been sent to Simon Mabolo. It was sent to him probably 1.5 hours ago. It says, "Dear sir, 2024 national and provincial election. The above refers. We act for and on behalf of the following political parties, as articulated by Colleen Makubele, my colleague who's the president of SARA. Two, we have been instructed by our clients to direct the following correspondence to your office pursuant to the national PLC meeting held at Gallagher Estate on the even date. Abangezwa, the meeting eyabanjwa ekuseni." You know, to make clear, so there's no misunderstanding. Further, the press announcement of the IEC earlier today with regards to the condemnation meaning you had to have your objections in last night, they agreed to give us an extension until 6 o'clock today. The press announcement of the IEC with regards to the condemnation time frame is deemed to be insufficient, unacceptable, and as a result of that, an extension to the condemnation is therefore requested and required until, so Sima Nambu Kwagati, they have until 22 hours to respond. For parties to prepare and submit the voluminous among as this means qua paper, no paper money, qua of all the problems that have been identified, observed, witnessed, experienced during this 2024 national, provincial, and this new word called regional. Asiyaz Batir Kamat. The onus of our clients' objections, a very short letter, through which the onus of the crux of our clients' objections and grievances are as a result of widespread systemic irregularities and discrepancies for which our clients are, at the very least, they have prima facie evidence. Prima facie evidence at their disposal, which has a direct and material impact on the final election result, and which irregularities and discrepancies have breached our clients' constitutional rights to a free and fair election. Our clients are of the view, very strong view, that it is appropriate and reasonable to one, extend the time frame for the condemnation so that we are able to submit the requisite issues that have been experienced at voting stations, voting districts, and so forth. And further, this should not exclude major supplementary submissions. In other words, there may be submissions which are overly voluminous that may take time. For example, one of the leaders, who you all know, Ace Makashule, has got all the districts in the Free State which have got serious, serious problems of irregularities. So that requires time. Hence, we're saying, should not be limited to supplementary submissions. Two, defer that. You need to listen to this very clearly. I'm saying, don't say that. Defer the declaration announcement. In other words, the announcement we accept. I mean, must be deferred pending the conclusion of the matter and the outcome of all submissions lodged. In closing, our clients strongly disagree with the pronouncement of the limited recount provision made by you today. Well, you never had a chance to respond, but I'll tell you what he said. The chairperson said that there may be some recounts, which sounds very much autocratic or authoritarian. We are saying, look at all, don't look at one, and then whitewash the process. The myriad irregularities identified, and we use a very nice word called myriad because we don't even know how many they are. I think they're indefinite. The myriad irregularities identified by our clients indicate that there are more serious widespread systemic deficiencies in the internal processes of the IEC which justify the remedial action that our clients urgently seek. In this regard, should the IEC not respond, you need to listen to this very clearly. So in this regard, should the IEC not respond reasonably in the circumstances, our clients will have no choice but to consider all legal options. Petalezi, we will institute urgent relief in terms of the appropriate rights accorded to us in terms of the law to ensure that there's no declaration made. Because once they make a declaration, it becomes difficult to reverse that. So when we say this is an ultimatum, let me just say in closing for my brother. There's 22 parties, but with an additional four, there are 26 parties which represent 50% of what is on the ballot paper. That is serious business. We've been compromised and it needs to be dealt with. Thank you.